With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Vowing to hunt down Iran's remaining leaders one by one, Israel says it has killed the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's intelligence chief. Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's President Trump's deadline for Iran to allow unrestricted shipping through a key waterway.
The president posted an Easter Sunday social media message filled with profanity, promising to hit Iranian power plants and bridges unless Iran reopens the Strait of Hormuz. His threat came just days after he said in a primetime speech that the U.S. doesn't rely on or need that waterway and that European nations should step up and control it. The president ended his social media post by saying, "Praise be to Allah." Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's the stuff of which action-adventure movies are made. The daring rescue by the U.S. of the two American aviators whose fighter jet crashed in Iran. A Russian attack has killed three people in Odessa, Ukraine. 11 people are hospitalized, including a pregnant woman and two children. Ukraine has targeted Russia's oil infrastructure, employing a swarm of long-range drones. An update on NASA's lunar mission.
The far side of the moon is not so far now for the Artemis II astronauts. As they loop around it, they'll be about 4,000 miles, 6,500 kilometers above the lunar surface. This means they'll see the entire disk of the moon with a tiny Earth way off in the distance behind it. Their trajectory means the crew will also get to witness a solar eclipse that's just for them. As the sun slides behind the moon, they'll see its outer atmosphere glowing against the darkness of space.
The BBC's Rebecca Morell. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 61 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 155. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center profiles religious radio in the U.S.
The sweeping new survey uses the term religious radio, but in fact the vast majority of stations are Christian, 74%. 8% are specifically Catholic, and the rest cannot be categorized. Pew also reports that when it comes to content, about half of all Christian radio airtime is devoted to music, the other half to spoken content. And the study also reveals that 77% of stations list evangelism as their primary goal. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Rhode Island has ruled that the Trump administration's effort to protect women at federally funded homeless shelters is unlawful. Several nonprofits filed a lawsuit last year after the Department of Housing and Urban Development ruled that shelters which allow men to use women's bathrooms and changing areas cannot receive taxpayer funds. Its court filings, HUD argued, the new criteria was a bid to ensure the availability of funding to protect our nation's most vulnerable individuals. The Trump administration is officially proposing that retirement plans be able to diversify beyond publicly traded securities. Correspondent TBD reports now they may become available to 90 million Americans with 401k accounts, and that means higher retirement income.
The Department of Labor is proposing rules to let everyday retirement savers invest in private equity and other alternative assets previously limited to wealthy investors. Critics warn of complexity and risks for savers and retirement plans, but the Committee to Unleash Prosperity applauds the move, saying those asset classes have long been favored by major institutional investors because they offer high returns but have been inaccessible to most Americans. Ken Lorman reporting.
And on Wall Street, stock futures are higher this morning. More details at srnnews.com.